From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Facebook and a handful of other internet companies launched a new project today with a really ambitious goal: to provide internet access to the entire world. Here's Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, talking with CNN's Chris Cuomo.
Here, we use things like Facebook to share news and catch up with our friends, but there, they're going to use it to decide what kind of government they want, get access to healthcare for the first time ever, connect with family hundreds of miles away that they haven't seen in decades. Getting access to the internet is a really big deal. I think we're going to be able to do it.
The group that Zuckerberg is involved with, called Internet.org, wants to cut the cost of basic internet services on mobile phones for users in developing countries. They estimate that 4 billion people still don't have internet, and reaching them could bring a financial boost to the companies involved. Joining us to talk about this from New York is Barbara Ortute, tech reporter for the Associated Press. Barbara, hi.
Hi.
So tell us what Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and these other companies are trying to do here.
So it's a really ambitious plan. Getting everyone in the world, which is more than 7 billion people, connected to the internet. Zuckerberg wrote a paper that he put on his Facebook page last night called "Is Connectivity a Human Right?" He thinks that the answer is yes. They want to do this by getting more smartphones and cheaper smartphones into the hands of people, and also by making phone applications more simple so that they use less data. Part of what's really expensive about getting people internet access is just the cost of transmitting data.
And I assume they're not doing this just out of charity. Facebook has a big interest in people in developing countries being connected and being able to access Facebook and see those ads.
Oh, of course they do. A lot of people in the U.S. and in developed countries are already on Facebook. A lot of Facebook's user growth comes from developing countries. So over time, this will be a huge economic interest to them. Although Mark Zuckerberg did point out that most of the people who are on Facebook now have way more money than people who are not on Facebook. So all the ad revenue that comes from people in developing countries probably won't be as lucrative at first.
At least for now. It may take a while.
For now, yeah. So this is a long-term vision, and Facebook, you know, often likes to talk about its long-term vision as opposed to short-term, you know, short-term goals.
Well, physically, how are they going to do this? How are they going to get more phones into the hands of more people in developing countries?
They're saying that this is a rough plan, so they don't have all the details worked out yet. But some of the companies, some of the big tech companies that have signed on to as part of this partnership are Nokia, which is a phone maker, Qualcomm, which makes wireless communications chips. They're saying that the cost of smartphones is already becoming cheaper. That's just happening.
And Internet.org is not the only company trying to do something like this. Google is trying to do a similar effort.
Yes.
Tell us about what they're doing.
Google has something called Project Loon, which they launched earlier this year. Basically, they launched a whole bunch of large helium balloons up into the stratosphere and connected internet beaming antennas to them, and basically gives people internet access. Google is not part of Facebook's Internet.org group, but definitely for all big internet companies, getting as many people online as possible is a lucrative goal.
What's been the reaction to the news today about Internet.org?
The reaction, I think, has been largely positive, but there are some skeptics saying, you know, for people who don't have access to food or clean water, is the internet really that important? Also, just how feasible this will be is another question that I think people have.
Barbara Ortute is a tech reporter for the Associated Press, joining us from New York to talk with us about Internet.org, a new idea to try to get more internet in the hands of more people all over the world, especially in developing countries. Barbara, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And you're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery and engineering in science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.